The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. Jason, I almost called you yesterday. I just wanted to come in and do a show yesterday. Just so much stuff going on. Not necessarily in this time slot. I was thinking in the afternoon we could just hijack the radio station. You would have been okay with that? Yeah, why not? Just so much stuff. I want to get to the community conflict that occurred at Preble last week. Community conflict, mind you. Boy, we are pinning the euphemism meter there, aren't we? We'll get to that in just a moment. I do, though, want to tell you what's going on in the 9 o'clock hour. Now, I posted something at the Bader blog, jerrybadershow.com, on Saturday, that I was really surprised that no mainstream media outlet in Green Bay picked up on. State Representative John Klenke, Green Bay Area Republican, is proposing that the State Building Commission re-examine a $2 million grant Green Bay received for the expansion of the KI Convention Center downtown if they say no to the new Walmart store. I don't know. I've been out of the newsroom for a while, but that seems like kind of a big story to me. I think it's a pretty big deal. I wrote about this on my blog. I wrote about it at the subscription website, rightwisconsin.com. And it went entirely ignored over the weekend. Now, John Klenke joins us at 9:06. Mayor Jim Schmidt will join us by phone at 9:20. I want to be clear on something. We only reached out to Jim once. I kept saying I got to do it. So I don't want to make it sound as though he's being evasive. We did reach out once and didn't get a response. That was via our newsroom. I spoke with Jim on Saturday. He never got that. But I'm just telling you we did. But I want to be clear. This has been remiss on my part, not on the mayor's part. I do want to be honest about that. I'm not trying to be dishonest about it. I kept saying, I got to reach out. I did over the weekend. He called and said, call my office. Then I learned about the Klenke thing, and then he and I traded texts, and he's going to be on. We also have another state representative on after 10:30, Jim Steinecke, on education reform in Wisconsin. And Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald doesn't seem interested in taking that on. Jim Steinecke wants to come on and make the case that the legislature should. And then you throw in a guy who apparently is trying to make an excuse if he's a low draft pick by coming out as gay. That's what I think he's doing, Jason. That's just my opinion. We're going to talk about that and how much danger is the American power grid really in. We'll get to whatever it's going to be just a jam-packed show. Now, I didn't talk about this on Friday because I didn't know a lot about it. On Friday, police had extra officers at Green Bay Preble High School in the wake of a Thursday fight between what one officer described as rival gangs. About a dozen extra city officers were assigned to Preble Friday. Now, follow-up story on Sunday. The principal of Green Bay Preble High School told parents Saturday that a brawl in which one student was reported injured Thursday was the result of an ongoing community conflict. Somewhere, George Orwell is grinning year to year. Ear to ear. This reminds me of calling a bombing mass vertical deployment of anti-personnel device. Yes. A bombing. Did they make this up, or does the education establishment, do they already have a pre-existing euphemism for gang fight? Community conflict. I suppose you could say that about the Korean War, huh? Well, they're all Koreans, right? And the Vietnam War, they're all Vietnamese, right? Hell, maybe the U.S. Civil War. was a community conflict, huh?
Well,
we're all Americans, or we were, until they seceded. That is a new one on me. Principal Natasha Rowell, I'm not sure how she pronounces her name, I'm sorry, also told parents the situation began with a fight, altercation, as we say in journalismese, inside the school one day earlier, and that police and school staff thought they had things under control until the fight broke out. So the thing on Wednesday, I believe it was an altercation. Then it became a fight. What's the difference between the two? Anyway, all right, I'll stop splitting hairs here. Violence prompted Green Bay police on Saturday night to assign an increased number of officers to patrol in and around Preble during a student dance. The Green Bay School District has scheduled a news conference for 10 this morning to discuss the situation. An unknown number of students were involved in a fight outside the school Thursday in what police said might have been a clash between rival gangs. Police said one student was hurt, possibly with an injured jaw. Now, there are rumors all over the place that the extent of the injury and magnitude of the fight is being underreported. I don't know that. I do know people who know employees in the school district who say that this is being sanitized. I don't know that. It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know that. Police Lieutenant David Prawl said Saturday the incident remains under investigation, but no new details would be released. Look, here's one thing you can pretty much safely say. Law enforcement, i.e. the Green Bay Police Department, thought this was a really big deal. They continue to believe it's a really big deal. There's this inverse pyramid. When it comes to something, an incident in a public entity, schools, government, whatever, there's an inverse pyramid. The less information they give out, the bigger you suspect the incident is. Is it always true? No. Is it often true? Yes. And this may seem unfair, but if you play things close to the vest, if you give out limited information, human nature and previous experience tells us that you're probably hiding something, or if you're not out and out hiding something, that you want to minimize what it actually was. Now, it'll be interesting to see how much information they give out today. This community conflict thing is one of the dumbest things I have ever heard. What does that mean? What does that mean? Okay, community conflict. It's a conflict that's out in the greater community, right? And brought itself to a head at Preble High School, right? Well, who are the factions involved in this community conflict? Who is it? Is it the pro and anti-Walmart factions? I don't think so. Is it what? It appears to me that is a euphemism for gang. That's the way it appears to me. Now, I'm going to withhold any real further judgment until after this morning's news conference. I want to see exactly what it is they have to say at that point. I have a suspicion, and if I'm wrong, I will admit I'm wrong about this. It's what you have to do, you know. When you say something publicly and you're wrong, you have to admit that you're wrong. Jason knows. Jason's like, well, you're not going to let that go over there, are you? Well, no, I'm just saying. But I'm not stating this factually. I'm predicting that whatever they say today is going to have this sanitized feel to it. And I will say with a high degree of certainty that they're not going to use the G word. I don't think you'll hear the word gang. Jason's like, you just said it. What are you doing? I said, gang, just like the police department said, gang. My belief is they're going to try to downplay that notion. We'll see. I don't know that factually. I'm just saying we will see. But there's always this effort to pretend that we don't have some of the, and look, and I've said this before, do we have gang problems in Green Bay the way Chicago, New York, pick any major, even Green Bay, or even Milwaukee, excuse me, even Milwaukee. Jason says it's, or Minneapolis. Okay, great, 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 great example. All right, do we have a lot of posers and wannabes? Yeah. Does that mean that we have no gang activity? No, I don't think it means that. And I think the Green Bay Police Department would be the first to tell you that. Of course, we don't have it to the extent of the larger metropolitan areas, Jason. Does that mean that you take it lightly? I don't think so. That's my point. Take a problem seriously when it isn't extensive. And it doesn't become extensive. That's my philosophy. Rather than wait till the rain's really coming through the roof. You see that first leak coming down the wall and that stain down the wall, then you deal with it. Again, I'm just saying, I'll withhold on this until we know exactly what's going on. All right, I got to tell you, I spoke with someone who works with this company over the weekend in kind of a consultancy role, not kind of, in a consultancy role, and I'm not trying to brag or complain or anything. I spent a lot of the week working on show-related stuff. And I traded emails with someone who does some consulting for this company. He's like, boy, you know what? I mean, my wife was off doing things. My daughter was actually working here in this building Saturday. I had a time to, I'll admit, I could have watched old movies. I could have done any number of things. I just really felt doing work-related stuff. And Sunday morning came, and it's like, you know, that's enough. And I did pretty much take Sunday off. I did watch movies, caught episode 2 of the latest season of Sherlock. By the way, I don't want to give it away, but the season-ending cliffhanger, I don't want to say anything. Season 2, Sherlock Holmes appeared to be dead, having jumped off a building. He's alive, you know that, by the end of season 2. I don't want to get into if they give away how he did it or any of that. Just a very interesting first 2 episodes of season 2. Anyway, so Sunday was kind of actually the day that I took a day off. I do got to tell you, though, the first thing I did on Sunday, and this is an interesting development. The first thing I did on Sunday is what I do pretty much first thing every day these days. I get on the scale because, as you know, I'm on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. This is how, what's the word I'm looking for? This is how attentive that Dr. Jason Litwin is. As I told you, you could lose up to a pound a day, and I know that doesn't sound healthy to you, but you can. Well, I hadn't been doing that, and as you all know, you can hit plateaus. I reached out to Dr. Litman. He said, oh, all right, let's try this. Well, that didn't work. All right, let's try this. Woke up Sunday morning, I was 2 pounds lighter. I won't get into how he did that, although that is a pretty interesting story, Jason. I won't get into that. I'll just tell you this. This is where this is not another diet. It's a weight loss program. You're doing a lot of different things that try to improve the health of your physiology and the way your body works. Sometimes the body's a little stubborn. There are ways they can modify that to help out, and I appear to be more or less back on track here now. And I know you all want the details, how it works. Look, call Dr. Jason Litwin at 920-268-1386. As I've been telling you, it's a free assessment. He'll explain the program to you, and together you can determine if it's right for you. Doesn't cost you anything to find out. And who knows? It might be just what you needed. I'm glad I did. And yes, those of you wondering, well, how are you going to keep that weight off after losing it so fast? That's another thing that distinguishes this from a diet. There is a program to transition you back to, I guess, for want of a better term, normal food. So everything's there. And I've done the other ones before. I've lost a bunch of weight and I've put it back on. I'm optimistic that second part won't happen this time. You can be too. It's 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386. Just give a call. A friend here at work was doing it, working very well for him. Actually, he's off it, and he's keeping the weight off. One more time, 920-268-1386. Coming up in the next half hour, State Representative John Klenke already in the house. We'll get him set up here in the studio. Something we had that no one else in the Green Bay media did over the weekend. That Green Bay's opposition to Walmart could threaten the state KI Convention Center grant. At least John thinks it should. He'll make that case. Mayor Jim Schmidt at 9:20, and that is just the tip of the iceberg for today's show. It's 8:56.
When Donna created